affliction, mentally, physically, none of it, Lord, is beyond your reach and beyond what you can heal. Lord, there are several people on our list today that they need healing from cancer. So we pray for Les, John Burke's stepfather, lung cancer. Jesus, we ask your mercy. We thank you for his long life. And Lord, we pray you would sustain him, you would bless him, and Lord, we pray your peace and your healing around Les. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Father, for Nancy's aunt, who Janet Kirk mentioned, who has pancreatic cancer. Lord, we thank you that even pancreatic cancer, Lord, you can heal it. Lord, nothing is too difficult for you. So Lord, we ask your peace. We ask your healing, Lord, on Nancy's aunt in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, for Mark Fisher undergoing cancer, radiation treatment right now. And Lord, we ask your healing to be on Mark in the name of Jesus Christ. We command all that cancer to go now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you would bless. You would heal him, Father. You would heal him. We pray, Father, for Mary Cruz suffering the effects of that fall. Lord, we pray healing on those ribs in the name of Jesus Christ. Inflammation and pain to go now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Don Wright recovering, Lord, from back surgery. Father, we ask healing on that back, alignment and inflammation to go, strength and healing to come to that back right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Brenda Bailey, Lord, who's continuing recovery from shoulder surgery. And Jesus, we pray for full mobility in that shoulder in the name of Jesus. Your continued healing on Brenda. Lord, I'm reminded of Yvonne Morris, Lord, who's had that surgery. And Lord, I just pray for any tightness and pain that Yvonne has in that shoulder today. Lord, I just command that pain to go and tightness to go and total restoration for Yvonne as well in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, for David Gross. We thank you, Jesus, that he's alive. Lord, that is a miracle that he even pulled through. And Lord, we thank you that the surgery on his heart was effective and he's doing well this morning. Pray, Father, that it would continue to be effective. And Lord, we just ask for total healing and restoration on David. And we give you all glory, all honor and praise for what you have done there in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, for Nancy's daughter suffering COVID. And Lord, you know every person that we know right now that is suffering from COVID. You know their name and you know where they are. And we just say, COVID, go now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray strength for their bodies. We pray that just that virus to be eradicated out of their body, that their lungs would be strong in Jesus' name, that they would have no lasting effects of COVID. For the glory and honor of your name, Jesus, bless and heal and have mercy. We pray, Father, for the Taylor family who is grieving and mourning today. And Lord, there are a lot of people that are grieving and mourning. Father, I especially remember today those that joy Advent Sunday is tough because it's the first one without their loved ones. We pray for the Morris family. We pray for the Eisenhower family. We pray for Carolyn Porter. Father, we pray for Janelle. Father, we ask for your comfort to come. We thank you, Holy Spirit. That is your name. Your name is Comforter. And Lord, I pray that you come alongside. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Thank you, Jesus, that you're the healer of the brokenhearted. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed and shattered in spirit. We ask your healing of hearts, Lord. Restoration. Lord, those of us that have lost loved ones years ago, and the sting is still there, Father, we ask for healing of hearts. Everyone that this season is difficult, there's oppression of the enemy. We just command that oppression and darkness to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray for joy. We thank you, Lord, that we grieve, but we grieve as people who have hope. And we have living hope because, Jesus, you are alive. So, Father, comfort, heal, and restore. We pray, Father, for our nation. Your word says that where great sin abounds, much greater grace abounds. And Father, we ask for mercy on our country. Lord, we deserve every ounce of judgment, Lord, that you desire to bring upon us. But Lord, we humble ourselves this morning and we ask you for mercy. We pray for a turning, Lord, in our land. Lord, your word says that judgment begins in the house of the Lord. It begins with me. It begins with your people. And So, Lord, we come and we humble ourselves before you. And, Lord, we ask for mercy. We ask for mercy. We ask for mercy. We ask for healing on our land. We pray, Father, for the fear of God to return upon our land and return upon our leaders. Lord, you know where we are. And you know our name. You know the hairs on our head. So, Father, we think we may know what we need, but we come to you as our Father. And we ask you, Lord, to come and give us what we need. Lord, we need you. We need you. Thank you, Jesus, for this season of Advent, where we remember the humility, Lord, that you leave glory and become a human baby and die on the cross for our sins. You have not left us as orphans. You have not left us alone. Lord, I pray we would know you as Emmanuel today. I pray we would know you as Comforter today. We need you. Come, Comforter, come. We pray the prayer, Jesus, that you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lord, we thank you for our tithes, our gifts, and our offerings. Lord, we give you all glory, all honor, and praise. Lord, you're worthy of it all. And we give it up to you, and I pray you bless the givers today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Jeannie Burke is going to lead us in our Old Testament lesson.
It comes from Psalm chapter 84, verses 1 through 4 and 10 through 12. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you.
Amen. Long expected Jesus, born wants us, like dogs, like running around with their tails. He wants us to just be all caught up in anxiety and fear. And we need to heed and hear the book of Revelation. And that he is alive, that he is coming back, that he does have it all in his hands. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And here, at the end of the book, I'm going to read this, Revelation chapter 22, and I'm going to begin in verse 6. I want you to note any repetitions here, any things you note. These are the last words of Jesus. And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said to me, 'You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers, the prophets, and with those who keep the words of this book. Worship God.' And he said to me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the evildoer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still do right, and the holy still be holy. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense, or bringing everything, all of the things that are unjust, that we are waiting. Lord, when are you going to be just? When is the righteous judgment going to come? Jesus is saying, I'm going to bring that with me to repay everyone for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and that they may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs and sorcerers and the sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And the one who hears says, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all. Amen. Twice in this book, Jesus says, behold, I am coming soon. I did at length a study a week or two ago, I think it was last week on Facebook, where we went through Matthew 24 and Matthew 25. And does, you know, maybe go to a spa, get the nails done, get the toenails done, get the oil, get facials, get all prettied up. And that is the image we have here of the bride. And in Revelation 19, it says the bride has made herself ready. What does that look like for you and me? It looks like that, first of all, we long for Jesus. We want to be with him. And I am sad, like the rest of you, I'm sad that we can't have worship, that the bishop has said no in-house worship. It makes me really, really sad. And as I've been praying through that and asking the Lord, what are you saying? What are you doing right now? What is it? What's going on, Lord? What do you want to say about that? I have had the deepest cry that I've ever had, and I think I can honestly say that, the deepest cry that he's been building in my heart. And he's like, I want my people to want me. I want you to want me. And while we grieve and we're sad maybe about the loss of traditions and the loss of things that we can't do, what is the real cry of your heart? Is it that you really love him? You really want to be with him? Or are we more sad about the loss of our traditions and the loss of things we can't do than really wanting to be with Jesus himself? It's a really good time to let Lord search our heart. Do we really love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength? When the end comes, the church is wanting nothing but Jesus. They're not hanging on to their traditions. They're not hanging on to their trappings of the past, but they want Jesus. They want him. They want his presence. And there was a man, it's told in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. He comes to Jesus. The scriptures say that he was a rich young ruler. I would add, this is my own imagination, I would add that he's probably pretty good looking too. I mean, this guy, he was wealthy, he had the best clothes, he was young, he was good looking, he didn't have any wrinkles on his face yet, he wasn't fat. I mean, he was a good guy, he had it all going on. And he comes to Jesus and he says, Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus quotes a few of the Ten Commandments. He says, well, you shouldn't murder, you shouldn't commit, you know, you shouldn't covet, you need to honor your father and mother. And he lists some, and this young man says, Jesus, I've done all those things. I've done all those things since I was a youth. Jesus says to him, go and sell everything you have. And I love Mark's version, because in Mark's version he says, Jesus looked at him and he loved him. He loved him. This rich guy who had everything. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus lists a few of my heritage, I consider my education, I consider all of it. And it's, he uses a bad word I won't say today, but I, rubbish is a nice word. He says, I consider all of that rubbish. I consider it all refuse compared to knowing Jesus. I want to know him. Paul had experienced him. He had tasted him, and he wanted Jesus. He wanted to know him. David wanted to know him. Paul wanted to know him. One of the most beautiful scriptures, John chapter 12, Mary of Bethany. This is the same Mary that Jesus was at their house one day, and Martha is annoyed because Mary's not helping her. And she wanted, she just had a heart to learn, and she had a heart to sit at the feet of Jesus. And Martha was like, well, I need help. And Jesus says, Mary's chosen what is better, and it's not going to be taken away from her. When you come over to John chapter 12, I heard one of the most beautiful sermons on Sunday night I've ever heard on this passage. John chapter 12. This family was a favorite of Jesus. Lazarus has been raised from the dead. John chapter 12. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made of pure nard. You all, this was probably her dowry. This was a year's worth of wages. This was worth, in our money today, this would have been close to maybe $1 million. It was extravagant. It was precious. It was the best thing that she had. What does she do with that? She breaks it. She anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Jesus said, leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. The poor you always will have with you, but you do not always have me. It was absolute extravagance that Mary poured out on the feet of Jesus. How did she know he was worth it? How did she know that she wasn't wasting it? Because she had sat at his feet, and she knew who he was, and she knew that he was going to die, and it was a prophetic act, and she loved him so much, she gave everything she had. The sermon I heard last Sunday, I've never thought about this before. Dr. Don Crum, he said this. He said, this is the only instance we have in the Bible of somebody coming to Jesus and not wanting him. She only wanted to love on Jesus. She only wanted to pour her heart out to Jesus. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Those who are thirsty say, come. The invitation, Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The gospel invitation is come. Come. Isaiah 55, there's a prophetic shadow of what we see in Revelation. Isaiah 55, he's prophesying, and he says, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. He who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant. My steadfast, sure love for David. When is that everlasting covenant? What is that? It's powerful that Matthew, in Matthew's gospel, says, and he keeps reiterating it, that Jesus is a disciple. David came and was fulfilled through Jesus Christ. And the end of this, Isaiah 55 verse 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. The Spirit of God is saying to his church right now, come to me. Come to me. Don't hold on to the things of the past. Don't be so tied up in your traditions that you miss me. Come to me. Come to me. I just keep hearing him say it over and over and over. And I keep hearing him say, turn, 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 turn. We must turn from our past. Turn from the things that we've held on to. And we must turn to Jesus. The time is short. And may our longing be like the longing of the bride in Revelation chapter 22. The Spirit and the bride say, come. The table has been set. He doesn't want to leave anybody out. And he's asking all of us to come. Will you come? Will you receive my forgiveness? Will you receive my love? Will you let go of those things that have hurt you? And will you come? He wants to lavish love on you. He wants to put a white dress on you. He wants to put he wants to clothe you in white garments. He wants to put oil on you and make you beautiful. He wants to cleanse you with his blood and forgive you and heal you. He wants to put joy on you for sadness and despair. He wants to forgive all of us of our sins. But we have to come. Will we come? Will we come? That's the cry of Jesus today. Come. His cry is, return to me. Come. 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 That's what the Spirit of God is saying. Will we yield? Will we surrender? He wants to come in. We're going to take the Lord's Supper today. And as you take the Lord's Supper today, as you take the bread, remember that body broken for you, that your sins are forgiven, that the life of Jesus Christ, he wants to live in you. He wants to live in you. And he can change us from inside out. He can heal us. The deepest parts of our heart, he can heal. When you take that blood, the grape juice and the blood of Jesus Christ, take that and receive his forgiveness and invite him into those places in your heart that are broken, that you need him, that aren't right. All of us have those places. He's not surprised. He knows what they are, and he wants to fill them with himself. Of time, you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. And at his birth, the angels sang glory to you in the highest, and peace to your people on earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. As your word became flesh, born of a woman on that night long ago, so on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit, Lord, on us and everybody listening right now. Lord, pour out your Spirit. for us, the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world, the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Father, we thank you for your life. We thank you for your body broken. And Lord, we receive that right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins, for our sins. We receive your life now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, thank you that we're forgiven, that we're healed, and we're cleansed. And Lord, where we need healing in our body, where we need healing in our heart, where we need healing, Lord, I just thank you for your blood that reaches, it reaches, Lord, to those places. We just invite you into the wounds of our heart. We invite you in, Lord, where we just need a touch from you. And Lord, some of us don't even know, Lord, what we need. So Lord, we just take your blood and we say, come in, Jesus. Come in and forgive and heal all of the wounds in my heart. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We honor you. We love you. Thank you for your sacrifice. And Lord, we thank you for joy. We thank you for joy. We thank you, Jesus, that you came back as a lamb. You're coming back as a lion. You're coming back as a triumphant king. And Lord, I thank you that your word says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. There is a day, Lord, that you're going to set everything right. We bless you. We praise you. Lord, I pray you to fill us up with your Spirit and make me truly, truly know what your joy that gives us strength. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ. While fields, floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Hear this one. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. Hallelujah! Far as the curse is found. Far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love and wonders of his love and wonders, wonders of his love. Hey, yeah, hallelujah. Father, we praise you and bless you and we honor you. That far as the curse is found, Lord, I thank you that thanks be to God, we don't live under that curse anymore. We thank you for the life. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that you left glory and became a human baby so you could identify with us in our sorrow, in our sin, and in our weakness. We thank you that you walked out of that tomb alive, that you ascended into heaven. You sent your Holy Spirit as a deposit guarantee. guaranteeing our inheritance which is to come. And so we cry out to you as your bride, even so come, 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 Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord, we would be ready. Those things in our life, Lord, where there are thorns and where we drifted away, Lord, that you would set us right and we would hunger and we would thirst for you.